Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I know I'm a very old-fashioned sort of geezer, and I accept that. And guys like me think good old Charles Dickens taught us how to celebrate Christmas pretty near perfectly. To wit, in my mind, nothing captures the spirit of the holiday season better than plum pudding. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this impressive dessert is shockingly easy to prepare, provided you understand a few key things.
And start like a week ahead of time.
Well, yeah, it's one of those desserts that you can make well in advance, and they just seem to get better.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You really should make it a week in advance, because it does just, when as it sits around, gets better.
That's right. I think rum has something to do with it. Let's make one thing clear. When an Englishman talks about pudding, he's not talking about Jell-O instant pudding or anything like that.
No snack. It's not snack pack. Like you just don't lift. You don't pull this top off.
No. It's the generic word for dessert.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it could be cake. It could be pie. It could be anything. A plum pudding itself is. It's not unlike a dome-shaped fruitcake, but with a much less dense cake in it. And there's two elements of this recipe that may be a little bit unfamiliar to a lot of American cooks. One is cooking with suet, or its equivalent, and the other is steaming the pudding. So let me start with suet, or more properly, shredded suet, because it serves the same function as butter does in pie dough. It holds a place in the dough, and as it melts, it leaves behind a sort of hole that contributes to a flaky, light texture. Fresh suet, which comes from the fat around the kidneys in sheep and cattle, is a very high-grade fat, and when it is fresh, it contributes a pleasant flavor to the dish. And of course, we want to tell people, never, ever, ever, don't even think about using anything that's approaching rancid. It'll ruin everything. So just throw that little idea out. If you can't find suet, Crisco type of shortening works well. I was able to find some suet on the internet.
Yeah, all those work much better than butter in this scenario. And so you want to use the ones, things that are stable at room temperature, which is important.
Right. You can look for the Atora brand of shredded suet. It's only about $6. Now, The recipe itself, the batter is really, really simple, Jerry. It's just blackstrap molasses, some butter, some milk, some eggs, and some flour. And you just mix it all together. And then what you're going to do is add some dried fruit and some candied fruit. And you can go to any supermarket this time of year and find little plastic tubs of candied fruit, the kind of stuff that shows up eventually in in various Christmas desserts.
Sure, usually made with a variety of different dyes, colored dyes. But yes, that's, you know, you got to go, you got to do it, unfortunately.
That's right. Well, you mix everything up. You put it into a big bowl. A big metal bowl is best, which serves as a mold. Seal it up with some tin foil. Put a string around it, tie it really tight, run the string to the other side, and make a little handle. And then you're going to put it into a pot of boiling water on stovetop, and just keep that boiling water simmering for about 5 hours, which means you're going to have to top it up from time to time. And you reach in and get that little handle, pull it out, set it aside, let it cool down for a while, and before you try to, you know, invert it and take it off and reveal the beautiful plum pudding underneath. I should mention that rum figures most definitely in the recipe. We're going to put the recipe and all of the technique on our website so you can try it at home. It takes a few hours, but it's really, really simple to do, and folks will be really amazed. And you better learn how to make some hard sauce, you know, which is sugar and softened butter, a little bit of rum and vanilla. It's the perfect thing to go with it. I am Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.